Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk a little more Browns, and we talk to, she's the best, Mary Kay Cabot from The Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. She's on the Fan Hotline. Hi, Mary Kay. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hello, guys. How you doing? Happy Thanksgiving to you,
too. What's up, Mary Kay?
We are good. It's a lot more fun to talk about a win than a loss, but obviously the big storyline is all about Shedeur Sanders, and yesterday it felt like Kevin kind of went, I don't want to say went against what he had previously kind of projected, but he decided to stay with Shedeur for another game. He said, you got to get the win, let's keep going, or you got a guy who's won, let's keep going. Were you surprised at all that with Dylan Gabriel being out of concussion protocol that he decided to go back to Shedeur?
No, because I had asked him on two different occasions previously if the Dylan Gabriel getting cleared and playing was going to be only dealing with the Raiders game. And he said, yes, that was just a week-to-week thing. That wasn't, hey, as soon as he, as soon as he gets cleared, he's back into the starting lineup. It was never that. That was always just going to be about the Raiders game. So I wasn't surprised at all, especially based on the fact that Shedeur won the game. He pushed the ball downfield. He did some really good things. There's no way you can take him out of the starting lineup after that.
We agree completely, and we want to see more. I also want to see him maybe play an all-around better game, Mary Kay. He looks like a young guy who's just growing, and that's perfectly okay. And so I can't wait to see more. What do you expect to see against a 49er defense that's maybe a little more susceptible to the pass?
Well, it's going to be I think as he goes along, he's going to have tougher games than he had against the Raiders. And teams are going to game plan for him, and they're going to try to find ways to get to him on the blitz, and they're going to try to figure out ways to shut him down. But I think the good thing about Shedeur is that he's very confident in his ability to throw the ball deep. He will push the ball down the field. There's probably not a one-on-one matchup down the field that he doesn't think he can beat. He's got such incredible accuracy that that's why he feels that way about himself. He knows he can put the ball where it needs to go, and he throws a very catchable ball. So it gives him that confidence to take those deep shots, and that's what the Browns need. They need some explosives in this offense to loosen things up and open things up for everyone else.
Mary Kay, I haven't seen the accuracy in the games. When do you think we're going to see it? Because you've talked about that a lot. I know he was very accurate in college, but I haven't seen it in the NFL.
Well, there hasn't been much of a sample size.
Exactly
yet,
right.
He hasn't had much of an opportunity. And of course, in order to be as accurate as you want to be, you have to have the time, and he's been under siege a lot. I mean, they're blitzing him, and that's going to continue. But I think just the ability to get that ball downfield to Isaiah Bond, that was a heck of a throw right there, under the kind of duress he was under on that throw. And even just the little throws, the shorter throw to Dylan Sampson to make sure you're getting that where it needs to go is important. I mean, we saw Dylan Gabriel miss that similar throw to Malachi Corley. He overthrew him on that. So even just the completions that he's had. I thought he did a great job on the 39-yarder to Jerry Jeudy. He had to roll out. Once again, he's under duress. He's got a defender bearing down on him, and he lifts the pass over him and gets it right in the hands of Jerry Jeudy. So I thought he showed that accuracy in that game. I thought he also showed it in the two-minute drill against the Ravens when he got the ball into the hands of Gage Larvedan in the end zone, and also when he hit the first play of that drive to Harold Fannin over the middle. So I think it has been there already in the NFL, and I think you'll see more of it as you go forward.
Mary Kay, what do you think Kevin's relationship is with Shador, or even Dylan in that case? And is it because these guys are rookies, or is it just because, you know, Kevin truly wants to play this one game at a time? Because I think, you know, fans are saying, well, he didn't say enough about him in the post-game speech. Why didn't he give him a game ball? I'm listening to some of the stuff. It's dribble to me in a lot of ways, but it's also, I'm just wondering what you think the relationship is.
Well, people just keep wanting to read something into the Kevin Stefanski, Shador Sanders relationship that is not there. It's just not true. It's complete fiction. I mean, the things that people should be paying attention to are all the extra time the Browns have taken to develop Shador Sanders and all the one-on-one time Kevin Stefanski has spent with Dylan in his office going over his tape from the day before. That's not something that Kevin was ever going to tell us. Myles Garrett revealed that, and then we got it out of Kevin. But he's not going to sit there and pat himself on the back for what a great job he's been doing with Shador Sanders. First of all, it's a group effort. It's Tommy Reese. It's Bill Musgrave. It's Kevin. It's Deshaun helping him out in the room. It's a lot of different things that, you know, that are going on. And Kevin is never going to toot his own horn in that regard. But rest assured, they've been working very, very hard with Shador to get him to this point.
Where does this leave Dylan Gabriel?
Well, we'll have to see. That's why right now it's still a week-to-week thing, and I think that's good. Let's see if Shador can go out there and build on what he did in the previous week, and there might come a point where you do go back to Dylan Gabriel for one reason or another. There, you might need to see a few more games out of Dylan so that you have some more data points heading into the 2026 draft. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that if it makes sense. Now, if Shador is going out there and getting the job done week after week and showing incremental progress and doing a really great job, then Dylan might not get back on the field. But there might come a point where it makes sense to see a little bit more of him as well, depending on what's going on with Shador. But I think the hope inside the building is probably, let's not let it get to that point. Let's see if Shador just can't hang on to this thing and really show them something here. And in a perfect, ideal world, he would show them that he can do the job over the long haul, and they wouldn't have to draft a quarterback in 2026.
It, what has to happen? What do we need to see? Victories? Yeah,
that's a lot in a short period of time.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how we can get to that point, because I got to tell you, we'll all be better off if one of these two guys wins the job and that they don't have to draft a quarterback next year in the first round.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, I still think that I probably would still draft a quarterback in the first round next year if there is one there, because it's really hard to know what you have in just 6 or 7 starts with a rookie. And in my mind, I think it would be a risk not to take another swing at the plate at a quarterback in the 2026 draft, especially because I think there will be some really good ones there. And if you end up with 2 really good quarterbacks, then that's a good problem to have. And, you know, I think the only way that Shador, and at this point I think it's only going to be Shador that can make them change their mind on that, he would have to really go out and show them that he has the it factor, that he can manage the game, that he can do everything that he needs to do, and that he has the potential to be a bona fide franchise quarterback. And he might show that. I think he's already shown flashes of that, but let's see what he can do over a period of time. And again, I would still be drafting a quarterback in the first round, but let's see if he can show them enough where they don't feel like they have to.
Okay. Let me agree with you on this. I think you might have an opportunity in this coming draft that you may not have, fingers crossed, for years to come, which is to draft a quarterback high. And if there's one they like, I'm with you. I can't see them passing on that guy. Can you imagine the chaos if they, I mean, Barry Kay, we think it's nuts now. What if they draft a guy in the first round next year? Shador's still here, played reasonably well the rest of the way, and you bring those two guys in. That will just be chaos.
Well, they can manage quarterback chaos pretty well here.
Was well said.
They've had so much of it. But I do think, I mean, there is a world in which Shador can provide excitement. He can provide hope. He can try to show them that he is the guy, like you said before the game, that they have found what they're looking for, which was a really cool quote. But I still think that, in my mind, it would be risky to pass on if you have a high enough pick and you can get your hands on one of the best quarterbacks in that draft. I would take the quarterback. What else are you going to take in the first round that trumps a really, really good quarterback? Even if you take him and you end up developing these two guys and you end up with 2 great starters, and then you can parlay one of them into a number of first round picks. So I'm not passing on a quarterback next year based on what I've seen so far out of the college class. And I think a number of these guys are going to come out, even some that people aren't sure that they will. And I just think that that's the best thing. That's the best use of your draft capital in the first round.
Let's talk about Myles Garrett, because, I mean, as frustrated as he might be or seem like he was a couple weeks ago, man, he continues to take it out on the other teams. And let's not forget the entire defense from Sunday, because 10 sacks, I mean, you got to be kidding me. If they continue to stay at this pace, and I know that Raiders offensive line wasn't exactly the best in the league, but still, to even stay at 80% of that pace, it's unfortunately, with only 3 wins, the hope and aspirations of a postseason seem to be in the rearview mirror. But this could be a special year when it's all said and done for everything that they've done on defense.
It's been an incredibly special year for them on defense, and it really is unfortunate that it's probably going nowhere, because this is one of the best defenses that I've seen in the NFL, not just with the Cleveland Browns over the years. This is such a dominant defense. They're so good. And I would guess that if you polled every single team headed to the playoffs, the Browns defense is the one defense they would not want to face in the playoffs. And it's probably obviously not going to happen, but this defense is scary for anybody to face. And they just seem to be getting stronger and better. And the synergy between the defensive tackles and the defensive ends, it's a sight to behold. And I just think that any quarterback that tries to step in against this defense is just going to have one heck of an afternoon the rest of the way.
Mary Kay, you just touched on something that I think is so critical. Malik Collins, Mason Graham, Mike Hall, those defensive tackles are playing really, really good football. How advantageous has that been, first of all, for the whole defense, but for Miles to have that kind of talent playing next to him now?
It's been tremendous for Miles. It's brought out the best in Miles, and he knows it. He gives credit to those guys and the rest of the guys on the defensive line and elsewhere on defense for the success that he's had this season. And rightfully so. Those guys have really helped bring out the best in him. And he's going to end up with the sack record, the single season sack record, which he said as a rookie he wanted to get. And he's going to end up with NFL Defensive Player of the Year. I don't see any way that you can keep him from getting that award this year. And it's just going to be, at least for him and for the Browns, if they can't get to the playoffs this year, then at least they will have some tremendous accolades from some of their players, including Miles and Carson Schlesinger, who I think will get NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. So they will have some great things to take away from this season, but it is truly unfortunate that this defense is going for naught this year, because it really is one of the best ever.
Yep. Mary Kay, it's such an interesting season, because it's like I keep watching this and I get excited and then I don't. But I will say this one thing, that Shador made that game very interesting and a lot of fun. And it's kind of changed the whole tune of this entire season.
Well, it really has. And when you look back on it now, you know, in retrospect, if they had just gotten some decent quarterback play, some better quarterback play along the way, this team would be going to the playoffs. There were, you know, three or four games that they could have won if they could have scored a few more points and a few things had gone a little bit differently. So that's too bad. There were also a couple games that were lost because of special teams breakdowns, but the defense has done its part, and this team would have been on the way to the playoffs, I think, with just a little bit better QB play.
Mary Kay, as always, thank you. We read your stuff every day. Have a great Thanksgiving, and the best to you and your family over the holidays.
Same to you guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, we'll talk to you later. Mary Kay Cabot, plaindealercleveland.com. Make sure you read her every day on the Fan Hotline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.